what I saw. Like most people, I'd heard about the opioid epidemic. It was especially hard to get my mind around a statistic from 2016. Almost as many deaths from drug overdoses as in all of America's recent wars combined. But numbers are an abstraction. I had no idea what it looked like on the ground. The only way to make real sense of it, I told my editors, was to see what happens to individual human beings one by one. Photography can cut through abstractions and rhetoric to help us understand complex issues on a human level. Never is photography more essential than in moments of crisis. To witness people suffering is difficult. To make a photograph of that suffering is even harder. The challenge is to remain open to very powerful emotions and, rather than shutting down, channel them into the images. It is crucial to see with a sense of compassion and to comprehend that just because people are suffering does not mean they lack dignity. Over the past 35 years, my work as a photojournalist has taken me to other countries to document wars, uprisings, natural disasters, and global health crises. In revisiting my own country, I discovered a national nightmare. But the people living through it aren't deviants. They are ordinary citizens, our neighbors, our family members. I don't think I met one user whom I would consider to be a bad person. No one wants to be an addict. I also saw signs of hope, particularly from the people who were dealing with the crisis at the street level. Some of them are former users who have lifted themselves up and are using their experience to help others. They're refusing to allow our country to be defined by this problem. Instead, they're helping us define ourselves by finding solutions. We must join them.